Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
I think we talked about this. The number of old people snorting cocaine now.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Big ups to our Houston Astros for making Nick Kurtz the Rookie of the Year. Nick Kurtz with the 6-hit, 4-home-run game. That's where he leapfrogged into first place as far as... And no one knows the rest of the. He might have made every out after that, but he won Rookie of the Year that night. So congratulations to the Astros for contributing to Nick Kurtz's trophy case. Do you know Drake Baldwin was the Rookie of the Year in the National League? Lance,
I'm going to say he plays for the Expos.
Not the Expos per se.
Okay.
Because it's Guardians, this year and there is no Expos team.
Well,
it's the National League.
I mean the Nationals.
He does not play for the Nationals. This one was a new one on me too. Not a Cubs.
Pirates.
That's not true either.
Braves.
The Braves. Braves.
Yep.
Plays for the Braves.
Yep.
Yep.
James Baldwin. I've always known that guy.
Drake Baldwin. Yep. And his position, of course, is...
second base.
That is not correct.
Ah, right field. I'm kidding.
But like Craig Biggio, he probably will end up at second base.
Oh, catcher.
He's a catcher.
And like Craig Biggio, he will end up in center field.
And center field. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Jose Altuve, he will end up in left field.
That's correct. And Lance Berkman. He'll be end up on a hill. End up on a hill. Who's on hold though? Jeff wants to get on the radio. Hey Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How's everything?
Good.
Good. How about you?
Pretty good, man. Hope you guys are well. Hey, I just wanted to mention, it doesn't need just to bring it up, that they finally decided running up the gut on first and goal wasn't a good idea, and he went outside and what do you know, it worked. But also, it seems like we all know what David Mills is. He's been better, but they seem like they have a lot more enthusiasm with Mills on there for some reason. It seems like they believe they can win with him. That's just my opinion. I mean, I think CJ's stats have been better, although Jacksonville, I believe, if I read it right, Mills had better stats in both compared to him and Stroud. With the Jaguars, one interceptions of two. I think his quarterback rating was like 86, and CJ's was like 68 or something like that. Crazy. But anyways, they seem like they have more enthusiasm with Mills in here. I wanted to see what you guys thought about that.
It didn't seem like that for most of the game. Fourth quarter, it did.
Yeah, we have to guard against taking a 12-minute slice and then just forgetting the first, the first 36 minutes.
Wasn't great.
I mean, the first, 45 minutes. So taking about a 15-minute slice. Yeah, yeah so backups, you want what's called a three-game starter. You want to have a backup who can come in for three games and give you a chance to win two of those games. That's what you want, is a three-game starter. And there's a lot of teams that don't have three-game starters as backups. I think the Texans do. I think Davis Mills, against the right competition, has a chance to be a three-game starter. That's what you want for a backup. He makes $7 million a year this year. Well, his cap figure is going to be that. He's also under contract for 26. So, yeah, I mean, Davis Mills is a good backup. That's fine. Mm-hmm. If he plays this week, they still should have a good chance to win.
I think Dr. Mills is going to make CJ a lot better.
You don't think CJ would want to come out anyway?
Yeah, I do, but I think that performance might make him feel a lot better sooner. Yeah, I do. His brain will feel better. His brain. Dr. Mills, he's just what the doctor ordered for CJ.
For one quarter.
I don't know. That's
I'll be honest. I didn't think Mills was good at all the last game. I mean, the previous game. And in his last game, he wasn't great until the fourth quarter. I mean, he was okay in the third.
Backups, when they play well, make guys want to be back
on
the
field. They get fans worked into a ladder.
But it's not a turned ankle. It's a concussion.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. And, you know, I mean,
he's not a guy who sits out. Now, are you saying it may help?
I've played with a concussion before. I mean,
is it going to? Well, and you have CTE.
That would explain something.
You say some things that make me say, I think I want to take a look at that brain when we're all done. I want to see what that triple option did to him.
Yeah, it did. I mean, I sat for a quarter and went back in and, you know, everything was fuzzy. But,
my dad
told
me the same story. He told me a similar story about him being knocked, like he didn't remember anything, and he got back into a game. But
I was playing second quarter. I'm knocked out. I wake up. I'm sitting in the locker room, and I was like, wow. And then all of a sudden, the backup quarterback comes in, and he's there, and I go, what are you doing? What are you doing here? And he goes, I got knocked out too. I was like, holy crap. So I was like, I got up and I went back out there and played the end of the game. And I don't remember a hell of a lot from it, but it was we won. So that's all there was to it.
That's all there was to it.
That's all.
Well, the rules have changed. I don't know if CJ has really any control about when he comes back or not.
Well, okay, what about Arch Manning? He had a concussion. Well,
you know,
where
different.
He was wobbling off the field.
Next week.
You know they don't care in college football. There are no rules.
Stat concussions, no big deal.
They don't care.
No, they don't. They don't.
Hey, he's got a Lambo. Get his ass out there. That's what the college rules are. If you get a Lamborghini, you're not sitting out.
If you make me watch a Warby Parker commercial, get your ass out there and play.
If you're wearing Fiori shorts and getting paid. If I have to see you in commercials two times in the same stop break.
Yep.
Then you don't get a sit out.
Not only Warby, what's the other one he's
Fiori shorts.
Does he do a food thing too?
You know those five? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He's got a food one too.
Good for him.
Not
good
Jersey Mike's, but he does.
The
something
Mannings
else.
Need that money, so I
don't. Mannings don't do commercials. Mannings rarely do commercials.
What was the biggest play?
Hi, I'm Eli Manning for Jersey Mike. Hey, I want to do Jersey Mike because you are Danny DeVito. I'm not trying to take your commercial. I'm Eli.
And then Peyton's doing some kind of thing where everybody can be an NFL quarterback or something. Yeah, I don't know what
Arch
that thing is for.
Does a thing with Raising Cane's.
Raising Cane's?
Yeah. Okay.
Him and Nussmeier.
Oh, yeah? Luckily, we don't see those.
How'd that work out?
And Drew Aller's got a commercial where that guy's doing a terrible rap. I think it's Terry Crews or somebody. And then he goes, this is for Drew Aller's NIL or something like that. And Drew Aller's just like, yeah, this is so much better than playing.
I'm getting the money.
I love money. I hate throwing against six-man rushes. That's the worst.
All right, we got a break. When we come back, what was the biggest play of the game? DeMeco thinks, and if you haven't heard this, it's different than what you might think. What next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now, we are talking a little underdog.
Underdog fantasy. You know what today is, man? Today's my day to tell you about basketball. And that's what I'm doing right now because today is a Tuesday, and this is basketball day. Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties, they're back. And however you like to get in on the action, you can do it right now at Underdog. Right now in the state of Texas, this season you can make team picks and player picks. Just download the app, sign up, and you're going to get $100 in bonus entries when you make your first $5 fantasy entry. Using Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite team will win or your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, and steals, and much, much more. Plus, with Underdog's quick payouts, you can get your money and your profits fast. So download the app today and use promo code Lance to score $100 in bonus entries when you make your first $5 fantasy entry. Player picks, team picks, all on Underdog.
Crypto.com predictions powered by Underdog Predict. Trading derivatives involves risk and may not be appropriate for all. For more information, visit Nadex.com/rules and UnderdogFantasy.com/rules. For Crypto.com predictions, the term pick refers to a product traded on CDNA. Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_HTML for details. Consider with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Yeah.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I saw a little earlier Jeremy put out, Jeremy Branham, the biggest play of the game, and might have been, biggest play of the game might have been hands to the face after the completion.
Pretty big one.
Yeah, it was big. And then the penalty moved him back, and then the ensuing interception for a touchdown. That was a big play because the line to gain for a field goal was midfield. I mean, for goodness gracious. I mean, Cam Little is in field goal range
to be honest, he hit a 70-yarder in the preseason.
Yeah.
The legitimate potential
47.
Odds. 47, 46, 45, they could have tried it.
Yeah.
That was an enormous hand to the face because you may lose on another – you could end up getting beat by a 67-yard field goal, yeah. And actually, it was – where were they at? They didn't get to the 50.
They had got inside that –
oh, completion. No, the pass was inside the 50.
Inside the 50.
Yeah. Well within.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you so were you were 100% losing. It was inside of 60. I mean, you were 100% going to get beat by that field goal. 58
well,
is a chip
yeah,
shot.
Yeah. Yeah, so that might have been. You never know. You could have blocked it because that's what Denico does.
Or 15-yard
play. What was the biggest? Okay, outside of that, biggest play. You know, it
The interference was pretty huge.
The interference was
the interference call gained several
Nico's,
yards. Although they
Nico's
did have some time on the clock.
2-point conversion without that. You know, without Stingley's interception, they get a field goal before half, and you might not be able to catch them.
Yeah.
But here's D'Amico. Here's what D'Amico had to say about the biggest play in the game.
Higgins touchdown. And we were driving down the red zone, you know. We've had a lot of red zone woes here for a long time. So, yeah, Woody getting in on the flip crack play, that was a great play just to see everybody see, okay, we can score, we can't get an end zone, right? But to come back again and when we needed it most there, you know, the connection from Davis to Higgins to get that play, I think that was the one that really sparked everything for our team.
Well, yeah, that's cheating, though, to say a touchdown was a key play.
Well, not really.
Well, we're trying to come up with just a play.
Well, but here's the deal.
Yeah,
it brought him to within. It brought him to within 11, and with there was still 9 minutes to go.
That's
so
plenty of time.
Even Dalton Schultz said that. He said, you know, that's the play that made us believe that we could win the game.
Yeah.
But they also needed the 2-pointer from Nico.
Yeah, but the great thing was the Jaguars' offense really had done nothing the entire game. Don't worry about there being 29 points. That really wasn't because of the offense at all. That was all because of a penalty. It was because of a punt return for a touchdown. It's because you shot yourself in the foot with, you know, they really couldn't sustain anything. So you always knew, hey, we got a chance to go 4 and out. Jaguars to win the game just needed to get some first downs.
Yep.
And just literally play to the end of the clock. Like play, take this down to 1 second every single play and just keep running the football. That's what they had to do. And they couldn't do it. And, you know, it's easy to believe when you know you can get stops. When you know you can get stops, it's a lot easier to believe. And that's one thing the Texans could do is get stops and take the ball away. What a great interception by – he was asked, D'Amico, were you – I watched the whole press conference. D'Amico – were you surprised? Like, did that even surprise you, that interception he made? What do you think he's going to say? No. What are you kidding me? I see this all the time. This guy's made crazy interceptions a ton. No, that didn't surprise me.
We could discuss what's the biggest play, but the biggest thing that led to a Texans win.
S-O-S-A-J. You know what it means? I know what it means. Same old sorry-ass Jags.
I mean...
Mm-hmm.
That's not hard my to team. Argue. That's not my team. It is hard to argue. The key was the movie. Showing Danny Williams beat that one guy,
Potter.
Beat that white guy
Mark
with
Potter.
One arm. Yeah, that was the real key. at the end, somebody asked him. So if you watch the whole video of D'Amico's, I watched the whole, and he comes in a little tight with his answers. He's a little bit he's not defensive, but he just looks like, you know, I'm just doing my job, my answer. And then he kind of loosens up as everything goes along. And then by the end, somebody asks, what movie are you going to show this week? He goes, and they ask him, where did you get that part? He said, I have people send me stuff throughout the year all the time. He said, just different things. And he said, you know, sometimes you'll hang on to some things and try to find a place to use them. And he goes, and this was perfect. This is a perfect opportunity for me to use that Danny Williams. And so when he was leaving, somebody said, what movie are you going to show the team this week, coach? And he had left the podium and came back and said, what was that? He was smiling, and they asked him. He goes, oh, I don't know. I haven't decided. You got something for me? I don't know. We'll see. And I was thinking what movies he could show. Wicked, okay.
Let's give him suggestions.
That's one.
The new one? The Wicked 2?
That ain't out yet.
No, we can't watch Wicked 2.
The first one.
I would say, ooh, what about Usual Suspects where – maybe don't CJ is verbal cute and he starts doing that walk, and then all of us, or maybe Nick Cayley is that. He starts limp doing that little verbal Kent shuffle, and all of a sudden he starts walking regular and calling crass, and he calls the toss crack plays at the goal line that score touchdowns. Maybe this is when the good plays come. Maybe he's the verbal Kent, and he just showed you, oh, look at me. I don't know how to call plays in short yardage. Bang! I'm actually Kaiser Soze. Toss crack, touchdown, 26 points in the fourth.
You just gave away the movie.
Yeah, okay. Great.
Maybe Blood In, Blood Out. Maybe show that.
I always think you should show that, but I'm not sure what they take from that necessarily.
Hey, give me some of that salchicha.
It's not in Blood That's Out, Blood Out. They wanted a pork chop, but not salchicha.
What about Seven?
Home.
What's in the box?
Eight men, throw the football. Yeah. Loaded box, throw the ball.
You know what? Titans.
Remember the Titans.
Just an old.
But the Titans are successful in that one.
Yeah, we don't want to remember. We're playing the Titans.
Yes, but you can't play that one. The Titans are successful.
That's how you get the white guys and black guys to play together.
I don't remember think we have Titans. That issue.
Because you unify them against the town.
There's a lot of racial tension on the Titans.
A lot of tension
right
in the town. Yeah.
It doesn't appear to be the case.
It's not. Yeah,
yeah, you don't know. Not. Yep, man.
Do you think the Davis Mills
you guys
play
have a movie?
Will divide the team?
Somebody may be calling with a movie idea. 713
maybe Juice and Lakin, they've got some beef.
Wait, they're both black men.
Oh.
Let me see if I can.
What? Maybe Jake Andrews and someone.
Yeah.
Gandhi? No, not Gandhi. We don't want a pacifist. We're not showing Gandhi. What movies can you show?
Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Can they sit through that?
It's only an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's the problem is these are low attention span players now because they're Gen Z, so you're going to have to show some borderline. No, they're pretty much all Gen Z.
I mean.
Maybe just show them some reels,
maybe
some TikToks. You just got to go TikToks.
Yeah, how long was this fight? Did they have to watch the whole thing?
Yeah, I don't know because I was watching it because I thought, you know what I need to see D'Amico? 12th round of Chavez-Taylor where Chavez is losing 9-2 and he knocks and he gets the knockout win. Controversial stoppage. At the very end. So even if you're down the whole game, look what you can accomplish. And so I was looking for the 12th round, and it's like they show the whole fight, but they cut it. And I'm like, players aren't going to watch this.
Yeah.
This
Raging Bull. Long. If you're going to show.
They're not going to watch a black and white.
Yeah.
My kids won't even refuse to. My kids refuse. Well, how old is that movie? I'm like, it's from 2004.
Yeah, but it was made in black and white when color was out. It ain't like it's Cary
Grant. I know.
Grant.
Players won't watch black and white. First of all, is it inside of 2015? Because if so, I don't watch old movies. Because that's
Raging
when they were.
Bull is
remember a
one
lot
of
these
great
players,
movies of all time.
Hold on a second. A lot of these players are like 15. It doesn't matter. I'm telling you, I got kids. They won't watch old movies. They just consider that's an old movie. No one cares about old movies. Old ass movie.
Rain Man. That is not the Kel McNair story.
Don't even read.
You don't
that.
Have to read that. You didn't have to.
I mean,
not radio. Come on, guys.
That's a bad.
What was the Sean
Billy Madison
Pin movie where Dakota Fanning's in it? I Am Sam.
Not I Am Sam. Why are we going with radio and I Am Sam?
Was that the Sean Penn
yes.
movie?
Yes,
the Water
I Am
Boy.
Sam. Yeah, and Waterboy is not like he was the smartest.
No, he's not the smartest. Nope. All right, we got a break.
I don't like playing. We should not let these people.
No,
yeah,
they,
don't
we
pick
can't
a movie for the Texans.
We can't let Raheel pick the movie.
Oh, Raheel sent a suggestion.
Yeah, that was.
That was his. I didn't see the text.
Daspit is what we're talking about now.
Yeah, John Daspit, Daspit Law Firm. Call John Daspit anytime there's an accident. Make sure that you call at the earliest you can, because it's important that you get to a doctor, find out exactly what's going on. If you wait and wait and wait, all of a sudden, you know, your injuries can get worse and worse. You need to start getting treatment whenever you find out you have the issue. They can do x-rays, CT scans. You know, unfortunately, there's some people who have injuries that will last for, you know, 2 weeks, a month. There are other people who have injuries that last their entire life. Make sure that you have a lawyer who is going to look out for you, like John Daspit, who is going to make sure that your medical bills all get taken care of. You get seen for everything that could possibly be wrong with you. Don't just like, my leg really hurts, but I'll just kind of walk it off. That's stupid. You walk off a hairline fracture or a fracture in your, you know, your tibia, like you need to get it looked at. You need to get it taken care of. And even if you don't have insurance, John Daspit's going to make sure all that stuff gets paid from the insurance company who is taking care of you because you have been injured due to someone else's negligence. Now, when they try to squeeze and not give you the money that you have coming to you for your injuries, for your medical bills, for your time missed from work, and especially for your pain and suffering, he's going to fight them hard. He does not give in. His winning percentage is astounding, and they don't like going to court with him because they lose every single time. John Daspit's the one who is there to fight for you. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey John, sit over there. John, we got, so you know our guy Kenneth, who's an intern, right?
Yep.
Good intern, knows sports, knows the stuff, so I want to give him a shot. First of all, he told me there's some breaking news, so Kenneth, go up next to the microphone. First of all, you got to let us know the breaking news. There's our breaking news sounder. What is the breaking news, Kenneth?
So the breaking news is the Mavericks are expected to fire Nico Harrison at 10 a.m. It is currently 9:36.
Uh-oh.
So it hasn't happened yet, but they're supposed to have a meeting at 10 a.m. And they said they're going to, Shams tweeted it,
mm-hmm,
that they're going to fire him.
So about 23 minutes before he gets hired, pull the mic a little closer to you. Now, you're a U of H student, right?
Yes, sir.
So you're U of H and then a huge sports fan.
Yes, sir.
Somehow you're a Clippers fan. Don't know how that happened,
but
you're a Clippers fan.
Wait a minute. Did you see James Harden's shot with 15 seconds left last night?
Yeah, I did.
He didn't know how much time was left. He puts up a shot just past half court thinking, I got to put it. There was 15 seconds
That's
left
actually,
in the game.
He did that with the Rockets before.
I mean, James, that's terrible. Well, the Mavs are really, really bad this year. But, I mean, can you help it that Anthony Davis and Kyrie are never around?
You traded for Anthony Davis.
That's on you. That is on you.
And he traded for Kyrie.
Yeah. That's on you.
Two guys with injury backgrounds. And your fans literally boo you every time. They can't even show you.
Yeah.
On screen. It was a matter of time before this happened.
I'm surprised he lasts the entire offseason.
Who do you like in the NBA season this year? You think our Rockets can? I actually am very high on the Rockets this year.
Yeah, I like the Rockets. I mean, I think they have to figure out their point guard situation with Reed Shepard and Amen, he's not really a great shooter, so it kind of ruins the spacing a little bit. But, I mean, they've been figuring out. I haven't been too tapped in with the Rockets. I really haven't been too tapped in with the NBA this year much. I'm trying to watch it some more, but it's just kind of hard.
What are you on?
College, U of H, whatever. Honestly, I've been whatever U of H got going on or college schoolwork, but I do in the NFL too, of course.
So U of H jumped Purdue. They're number one in the AP. But what do you think of what you've seen from Houston so far in their first couple, basketball wise?
I heard
it's been a little bit like, hasn't been this big start, exciting start just yet.
Well, they've played Townsend and Lehigh. I mean, I would say those are like some fairly decent teams. I mean, I think people expected them to come out and blow them out by 50. But I mean, that's just not how things work. And it's a new team. You got freshmen. I mean, Kingston had a great game mm-hmm. against Towson. He had 20 points. He went 8 of 10, I believe. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they're figuring out it's November. And I think with Kelvin Sampson in the team, I think they're right where they want to be at. They don't have to do too much. I mean, at the end of the day, you want to play your best basketball in March and the first week of April. You don't want to be playing your best basketball in November.
It's actually true. They actually, John, had a core, mm-hmm. an extended core that lasted a long time because you also had COVID years. And you actually had bigs coming off the bench and you had back courts. Now, you did obviously bring in some important portals all this time, but you weren't just bringing in one-year portals in many cases. And so a lot of times it wasn't just one-and-done guys. You had a long run. There's a lot of turnover on this year's team. There's a lot of new guys to fit in, at least.
Yeah, I mean,
into prominent roles.
Yeah, I mean, you lost Malik Wilson. You lost Jaywan Roberts. You lost Javier Francis. You lost L.J. Crier. But you got Chris Cenac. He was the number 7 player in the class. He's a 5-star. You got Kingston Fleming. He's a 5-star. And you got
Emmanuel Sharp,
also a 5-star. Bryce Jackson, too, you brought him in. And you brought in Khalifa Sako out of the transfer portal. So, I mean, I like their moves that they brought in. Guys are good. Milos Uzan, he's going to have to step up this year. Emmanuel Sharp's going to step up scoring-wise. And who was I say?
This is the first year Kelvin's had this many 5-stars. It has not been a 5-star team at all.
You got Joseph Tugler.
Yeah, Joseph Tugler. That's who else I wanted to mention. So
I love that guy.
You have 3 starters from last year, and you have the freshman. So you got the young talent with the experienced vets, and this is kind of a unseen Kelvin Sampson team, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, it's going to take a little while to put together. You're right. There's a lot of new faces, but you still got Emmanuel Sharp. I think Sharp takes a big step this year. Big step. That dude is he's really good. And yeah, it's going to be another. They're number one now. How about that? After they didn't look all that great, and the voters made them number one this week, which mm-hmm. is nice. Yep.
So what are you looking to do for your career? So you're here interning. You've learned a lot from us so far up to this point. You have learned so much, Kenneth. probably not a whole lot. What's something you've learned from interning?
I mean,
listening to the show and cut up, because you have to listen to the show.
Yeah,
you have to cut the commercials off and everything like or whatever you do. I don't know what you do to get the podcast ready. So Dell? I don't know the specifics of pod. Don't shake your head.
I'm just thinking at what Fuzzy Zeller said about Tigers or whatever the hell you like to eat. It was in that same tone.
I was saying it like that.
It's the same tone. He edits podcasts by removing commercials and just making it pure content. That's what he does.
Okay.
And then packaging that in hour form.
Some things that you've learned? Tell us some things.
Hold on. Before you tell him what you've learned, have you given him the speech about not telling things he's heard off the air to make sure he's not a snitch? You did that to one of our other interns last semester.
Yeah, but they were snitching, right?
No, they weren't. You just...
Who was that I had to tell that to?
I forgot who it was, but you were like making it known.
Nah, Kenneth seems like he's down. Like he knows what he can and can't say.
So was the other person. You just kept saying, hey, just make sure you keep it to yourself. Don't say anything.
Yeah, but they needed to be told something.
Is that what you tell all the interns, like the female interns too?
Oh no!
Wait, what'd you say?
What you tell all the interns, like the females too?
No, I told. There was one person specifically.
Don't say anything. Hey. Don't tell anybody.
No, dumb creep. That's why John is a creep.
Well, yes, we know that.
I'm asking you if that's what you
said. No.
Don't tell anybody I brought you potato chips.
There was in particular who...
Yeah, I forgot the name,
they heard us say, like, I was just like, hey, what happens here stays here, right?
You
keep your mouth shut.
For some reason.
You don't give them nothing.
That person didn't give you the impression that they were going to tell anything.
No, I got the feeling that person was a snitch. I just can't remember who it was.
Okay.
What?
But Kenneth, what's some stuff you've learned that's not snitching?
I mean, you could do something. If you've said it on the air already, is it really snitching?
No, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. If it's been said on the air, it's not snitching.
Well, I've learned.
Go ahead.
Lance wants salchichas.
Oh, see, that's not something you say.
Hey, give me some of that salchicha.
That's not something you learn.
You guys don't take orders from women, by the way.
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
By the way,
what did someone say a couple weeks ago? You guys don't like women, black people in the WNBA.
What was that? One?
Someone calling about that? I don't. Maybe you guys said it. I don't know.
That was a caller.
That was a caller. Yeah.
Texans fans believe that D'Amico's DEI.
Yeah. So you have learned something.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know if that's something we learned. That's just something.
We learned it from Jim.
Well, yes, drunken Jim.
We learned it. I don't know if I believe it, but we learned that some people believe it.
Well, so at least one person.
One person. At
Jim
least.
Believes it,
and his daughters would be a better play caller.
Yeah. Now that's up for debate.
Because we don't know.
That was a good fourth quarter for Nick Haley. So
you don't know. She could well be. You don't know.
Both
so you've learned. So Kenneth is learning a lot. What do you want to do?
I kind of do a lot right now. I'm a part of a student media organization, Kook TV.
Good.
We run a Twitter account at Kook TV. Shameless plug. If you guys want to go follow us on Twitter, we post. We're at all the media availabilities. We're at all the games. We're talking to the coaches, the players.
Have you asked a question to Kelvin Sampson?
Yeah, I've actually.
Is it nerve-wracking, or is he cool?
He's cool, but I would say about everyone that's asked Kelvin Sampson a question before has gotten flamed at one point in time.
Really?
So I don't take it personally. I try to be on my P's and Q's before I ask the question.
Yeah, that's part of it. Is you got to have your question. You got to know what you're going to ask.
But I mean, at times, and just depending on whatever mood he's in, it's kind of unavoidable.
Mm-hmm. Were you the one who said Gonzaga?
I did not say Gonzaga. Okay. I was in Wichita last year when he went on that whole
thing. So how'd you get to go to Wichita? Is it part of the being Kook TV?
So they do fund some of our trips. That one in particular, they didn't. So I ended up just paying the fee for the student bus ride up there.
Nice.
And then I was able to get in, a little behind the scenes action with that.
That's a commitment to get it done.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. And then you get some credit hours for doing this internship, right?
Yes, I do.
That's nice.
Well, he didn't learn commitment from you. That's we know is
yeah,
one thing he didn't learn.
Yeah, he's my commitment up here.
You mean your commitment to get out of here as soon as possible?
Well, actually, yeah, I haven't been doing football stuff since Kenneth's been here, so I have been bailing out of here pretty quick.
Yeah, factor me.
But now I'm locked and loaded.
Sure.
He doesn't even know what John looks like.
I've seen John before. He's been in here.
Yeah, he's been here.
Yeah, he's been here before. He was here a couple times.
Yeah, and I've been really nice to him. I don't tell him, hey, don't say anything.
Yeah.
Don't say anything about Salchicha. Okay. I've never said that to Kenneth.
All right, so I think sports are in good hands with Kenneth. Kenneth knows what he's doing. He's good with sports. He's a hustler. So any of you guys looking to hire a Kenneth to run your media department?
Yeah.
That's our guy right there.
There you go. Get a Kenneth. Get you a Kenneth.
Get you
right
a
away.
Kenneth.
All right.
Appreciate
Kenneth,
it, Kenneth.
Appreciate
good luck the rest
him.
Of the way.
Yes, sir.
Good job. All right, we got a break. We got to talk right now about HR&P. Talk about your business. It is your business. You can run it the way you want. I mean, I guess you can be unsuccessful if you want, if that's what you're looking for. Or you can make sure that you're as successful as you could possibly be by doing the right things. And the right things right now, the right things are getting that payroll, getting that HR, getting the best insurance packages for your people. See, you could lose people. You don't have a good 401k plan. You don't have a good insurance package for them, and you lose people. Look, you don't want to lose your people. You want your people to have the best experience that they possibly can. You want to keep them around, especially your good employees. Your bad ones, but that's what HR is for, and you don't want to do that either. You don't want to do that wrong, because you do it wrong, and you could have the EEOC all over you, and you don't want that. So what you want is to have a company that knows, that has the best proprietary technology in getting the payroll to your people. They can do it better than you can. They can do it more economically than you can. You want to get the best HR. You want that, and you got that as well. Don't try to do this yourself. And if you're with an admin company that you're not completely satisfied with, try ours. Why not try ours? HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, here is some weird, weird, weird stuff. Las Vegas Strip casinos are selling bottled water right now. You know how much they're selling? How about this? Vegas is hurting, brother. You know how much bottled water is now at a Vegas Strip casino?
How much?
Where you get drinks for free while you're playing, right?
Uh-huh.
They're charging $9 a bottle.
What? That can't be possible.
$9 a bottle of water.
Yeah, that's not
even water.
Y'all just need to kill off Vegas.
I mean,
too bad.
Honestly,
we don't have disposable income to be thrown at Vegas, and we definitely don't have it to be paying $9 for a water.
Yeah.
Beat it, Vegas.
Vegas, that's the worst. Apparently, nudists keep getting arrested in Florida because they're stripping at the wrong beach. They've had multiple, I mean, like 9 different people arrested. Do you want to go to the naked beach? 8 total arrests right now in separate instances.
I don't really want to go to Florida.
Look, we see nudists. They're always at the wrong beach.
It's not great.
No beach is proper for them.
It's just not
great.
Keep
the clothes on.
That's all. It's just terrible if you want to know the truth. Nothing good. Nothing good happens at a nudist beach.
Like nudist,
really.
Nudists who you would want to see, put that on the internet and sell it for content.
Yeah.
Nudists who are just doing it for the love of the game, you don't want to see them.
Hey, do you guys know who Chrishell Stouse is? She's on Netflix's Selling Sunset.
Yeah.
I'm aware of the show, but not her.
Yeah.
She is, I guess she's the host. She raised some eyebrows Sunday night when she made online threats.
Against Jeff Brom.
She's going to hit MAGA people with a strap-on. With a Bilbo.
What? What?
She's in a same-sex relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And she threatened to use her strap-on.
Good Lord.
So she's going to...
Did Kenneth just learn something new?
Use it as like a saber?
Yeah, apparently she said, I'm going to start slapping people with this strap-on.
So she's not wearing it.
I'm out on that.
She's just going to have it in her hand.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
As a weapon.
She said, okay, you don't want me to be gay? I will be even gayer. Not today, maggots.
It's an interesting approach.
Yeah.
It's one way to go
about
it.
It seems a little aggressive.
Seems extremely aggressive.
It seems like, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
so she is going to use a source of pleasure as a weapon, is what we're saying.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, I think that would probably hurt, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And it's more humiliating than it hurts. Like, if you have record of you getting hit in the head with one of those forcibly because someone's upset with you, it's a stain that never goes away. You'll always remember the times a woman you use verbal abuse with hit you in the head with it.
Hit you with that.
I
don't care if it was a woman or a man.
But in this case,
accidentally ran into one.
I don't know how you accidentally run into one, but sure, we can play that game. But
I don't know.
Hey, I accidentally ran into it.
If you get hit across the face with one of those, you're going to remember it.
It never leaves you. No.
Yeah.
You don't want video of that.
No. Apparently, a concierge, her name is Dolores. She took in a piece at the apartment building that was a painting, a Picasso painting. She thought it was a mirror. It was wrapped up. And then the FBI showed up. And she thought, and they thought that she was part of the giant art
The Louvre?
Steal.
The Louvre?
The Louvre. Yeah, yeah, the stuff. All the Louvre, the Louvre heist. So she accidentally, I mean, if you're a concierge and you got to take in a box, what are you going to do? I got to take in this thing.
A box.
That's it.
Although it's not really a box if it's going to be a
It wasn't
painting.
So pleasant for her when she was holding on to a Picasso thinking it was a mirror. Not a great idea.
I mean, she's a victim of circumstance.
Like, yes.
Do we really have to punish her?
I think she got away with it. I don't think they're punishing her because, well, she's a concierge. So you have to take in whatever comes in, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What a, huh. Instead of a slap on the wrist, what about a Bilbo to the head?
Oh, well,
Bilbo,
now,
should she get well, a Bilbo to that? Should she get a hey, Bilbo look, to the head?
Gonna, should be on the table.
Look, we're not going to take you in, but look, you need to be more aware of your surroundings. Like, I got pulled over by a nice League City policeman for going too fast, but he only gave me a warning. He goes, look,
what about a slap in the face with a Bilbo?
What instead of a printed warning, every time they let you off the hook, they hit you in the head?
Officer, is your body camera on? Yes, it is.
Damn it. No.
Can you turn the other way, please? Can I just do it myself and
hey,
you turn the other way?
You want to pay the $250 or do you want to get hit in half this
I
Bilbo?
Tell you what, that's a deterrent. That would cause people to slow down.
Would you
in
speed
a school zone?
If you knew you, every time you got pulled over, you get hit in the face with a Bilbo?
In a school zone, in this economy,
well,
and you want to get hit with
zone,
that?
I don't think I would have got a warning. But yeah, I don't really want to write you up. Look, yeah, you pulled over in the right amount of time. You're good here. But you either get this written write up or you get hit in the head with this sex toy.
Well, I'd take a write up as long as it's not a ticket.
But the write up,
maybe.
Yeah,
give me
you're
the
right.
Ticket.
I'd take the write up.
Give me the ticket.
What?
Give me
you
the ticket.
No, actual ticket.
Wait
over
a minute.
The Bilbo.
Yes. Wait a minute. If you get a choice, give me a ticket or the Bilbo to the face. Which
insurance
one?
Prices are way too high. I cannot afford my insurance. I'm over $5,000 on insurance because I have a bunch of teenagers, and that's for 6 months at a time. I cannot take that. Wow. Hit me
kids
with the strap
bad.
On.
No,
slap me with
kid?
That because I'm not taking on any more car insurance.
Can you say that one more time?
Nope.
You did say it.
Well, I'm just saying the car insurance is way too high.
What would you rather have happen to you again?
I'd rather be able to jump as high as I can and dunk it, Dale.
That's not
dunk
what
the basketball.
Lord, not what we're looking for.
Why can't you get the one when he said it?
I'll try, but I think I talked over.
I'll try. You two are just such great teammates. Why can't you get that? I'll try.
Well, he asked. I'll try. I'll put in the effort.
Do your best. That's all I can ask. Just do your best. We're done. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I cannot be more excited. I wish I was there now. I'm going to tell you this. What's the date today? Today is the 9th. What is it today?
The 11th.
Anyway. Coming up on Monday, November 10th, it starts. Okay, now it's not the 9th; it's earlier than that. So
this is the 11th.
Today's it's already started. What am I talking about? It's already started at Texas Card House. Yesterday they had the $400 entry for $100,000 kickoff event. $100,000, and it only cost you $400 to enter. Today is the $500 event, $50,000 single day, a PLO single day. Today, you could win. There's going to be $50,000 at stake and a PLO, pot limit Omaha. So if you're a pot limit, even if you're not a player, $500 to win a piece of $50,000, it's underway. It is the Trailblazer Poker 2, Season 2 series, and it's 2 weeks long. And it is awesome. And they're going to play for over $1 million at Texas Card House. Spring Cypress and 45. Get on up there. The tournament today starts at noon. So you got plenty of time to get up there. If you're a poker player, if you're a PLO player, this is the place to be. You will love it. The big event, $500,000. $500,000. That starts Wednesday, November 19th. You're looking for the place to go and big money, great play. It's unbelievable. You're going to have all your cash games as well, but you cannot miss this tournament. If you're a poker player in the city of Houston, it's at Spring Cypress. It's Texas Card House. Go to TexasCardHouse.com and see all of the events. TexasCardHouse.com.
ESPN 97.5. Bye.